98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. As we dig out from Mother Nature's latest snow event, the high on Wednesday will be right around 32, but colder weather is on its way, with frigid temperatures dropping below zero by the weekend. The Oshkosh Common Council tackled just a few items in its final meeting of 2025 on Tuesday. The meeting took less than 20 minutes, during which the council approved a resolution for support for the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund and a bipartisan committee to oversee that fund. The Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program has protected Wisconsin's land, water, wildlife, and outdoor recreation assets for more than 30 years. The state legislature has not renewed the funding for it, and it is slated to end in 2026. Deputy Mayor Joe Stevenson.
I know there is a bill out there right now that would like the legislature to approve all of these. If you know anything about the legislature, they move extremely slow, and they don't always agree on things. So having the entire legislature need to approve each individual project, I think, would be needlessly slow, and it would kick a lot of projects out that would help, again, recreation in Wisconsin, conservation efforts, hunting, fishing, these things that we all kind of hold dear to our hearts here.
The resolution passed unanimously and will now be sent to Governor Tony Evers, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and state legislators representing the city of Oshkosh. In other action, City Manager Rebecca Grill reminds residents that snow and ice need to be removed from city sidewalks within 24 hours after snowfall ends.
If you don't clean up your sidewalks, we will not be happy to, but we will clean it up for you, and then you'll be billed a minimum amount of $175.
See the story at WISS.fm for more on last night's Common Council meeting. Speaking of Knowles Nelson, Wisconsin's oldest conservation program is at risk of losing its funding, and state legislators are split on how to keep it going. Here's Isabella Nieto.
The Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program helps conservation organizations and the State Department of Natural Resources protect Wisconsin's natural environment.
Historically, Republicans and Democrats alike have constantly supported this program and remunerated because there is such a huge value in preserving our conservation here in the state.
That's Republican State Senator Patrick Teston. He spoke with Civic Media's Melissa Kay about a bill he's co-sponsoring to continue funding the program.
I do think there's a willingness on both sides of the aisle to hopefully address this. And my hope is that we can come together and create a bipartisan bill that can get support from both sides of the aisle.
Teston's proposal would secure funding for the program until 2030. The stewardship program used to purchase land through proposals that would be reviewed by the legislature's powerful budget committee. Individuals on the committee had the power to veto project proposals anonymously, even if the funding was already appropriated. A Wisconsin Supreme Court decision last year ruled that power unconstitutional. The Republican-led budget committee balked at including the program in this two-year budget. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers have also introduced a bill to continue the program. It would create an oversight board to advise the DNR on projects and have authority to approve large land acquisitions. If the legislature doesn't pass a measure to extend the program, it will lose funding after June of next year.
I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
Tonight, the Oshkosh Area School District will hold a listening session and a regular school board meeting. On the agenda is a discussion on a proposal to reduce the budget by cutting about 70 positions, including teachers, to address a $6 million budget deficit in the 2026-27 school year. The listening session will be at 5 p.m. in the cafeteria of Oshkosh North High School, and the board meeting will follow at 6 in the auditorium. Speaking of school districts, some area districts are considering referendums in April to help close operational budget deficits. Appleton is one, Fond du Lac's another, and now you can add the Menasha Joint School District to the list. The Menasha School Board will decide in January if it will pursue a six-year, $6 million per year referendum. The school district currently faces a $1.5 million deficit that is expected to increase to $6 million by 2030. In the past 4 years, the Menasha Joint School District has closed two elementary schools. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection warns that a case of the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu, has been confirmed in a backyard poultry flock near Marinette County. All of the birds in the flock have died, and they will not enter the food system. Meanwhile, the DATCP is urging livestock owners to implement strong safety measures, even going so far as to keep birds indoors. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Head coach Greg Gard on dealing with the Cornhuskers forward Rink Mask. 6'10", 24 years old, out of the Netherlands.
He's a consummate worker, grizzled vet. It's fun to watch him play, watch Nebraska's offense kind of come together and how all the pieces fit together. But it's not real fun having to game plan against him or play against him.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. Doc Rivers on who was able to practice.
Everybody other than Giannis and AJ Green.
NFL, the Packers installing a game plan for their trip to Denver to face the Broncos. At the baseball meetings in Florida, a lot of teams interested in trading for Brewers ace Freddie Peralta, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I watched some of these contracts out there, and he's due to be a wealthy man, have a lot of acreage if he wants it. Maybe beachfront acreage, multiple islands.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A few lingering flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 26. The wind northwest at 15 to 25 this morning, 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 5 above tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.